Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
In 4 long years, Joe Biden secured less than $1 trillion. In 9 short months, I've secured $18 trillion to rebuild our factories, create hundreds of thousands of jobs, and bring back those beautiful words, made in America. So think of that. He did less than $1 trillion in 4 years, and in 9 months, we've done more than $18 trillion, okay? That's called success.
No, you know what that's called? Here's what that's called. Hold on. Wait for it.
Winning.
Yeah, thank you.
Winning.
You found it. You were looking for that cut the other day.
I was looking for it, and I found it. That is called winning, and that continues. And we're lucky enough to have Cassie Smedley back with us. Cassie, it has been a little while. How you been?
Well, I've been doing well, notwithstanding the Chiefs having a so-so season.
Oh, it's killing me. I'm a fellow Chiefs fan. That's awesome.
Yeah, Kansas City girl, right?
We're 5-5.
Yes.
We got to turn it around. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
My spirits are high. The economy is good. President Trump's in office. We'll take the wins where we can get them.
I played that, this whole Epstein thing's blown up. And I really believe, again, this may end up being some 3D chess on the part of Donald Trump, saying he didn't want it released and then saying he did want it released and making everybody in the House and Senate all vote to release it so that when it does get released, whatever comes out, they can't accuse him of playing a role in what is inside of some of these documents. I think it's going to indict a lot of people, don't you, on both sides?
Yes, I think we're about to have a big uncovering of what we've long suspected, I think. We long suspect Bill Clinton is wrapped up in all of this and other names. Of course, Larry Summers is having his whole big falling out with Harvard, which I just laugh about, that all these Harvard students are crying that they've had to share space with Larry Summers. But more to the point, I think that this needed to happen. We needed to get this monkey off our backs to... Nobody thinks that Jeffrey Epstein is a hidden saint. He was a vile human being who enabled vile human beings. But it was taking up too much oxygen, and it was distracting, first of all, from the issues that the American people and American voters care about, but also distracting from what the president and Republicans are doing about them. And just to talk politics here, we're heading into a midterm election year, and after what we just saw in Virginia and New Jersey, I'm always a Kansas City gal, but I live in Virginia, and what we just went through up and down the entire ballot, not just governor, shows that we've got to get the focus back on the domestic issues, on the economy, where there's good stuff happening, thanks to President Trump and Republicans, but because Democrats are taking up all the oxygen with Epstein, we're not hearing about it, and so therefore, we're not feeling it, we're not seeing it, and we're blaming Republicans for it. So this needed to happen.
Yeah.
Jobs report came out, and looks like some pretty good numbers, actually, more than anticipated. What are your thoughts on how Powell is going to react, how the Fed's going to react? If that guy doesn't give us an interest rate decrease, is he going to have a job in a month?
Well, we already know that he's on the president's S list.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
And he seems to have not been intimidated by that. But I do think there will be more of a public outcry. Come on, man. We can't afford houses. We're seeing inflation be the driver of this unaffordability crisis, because I'm sure you're seeing it in Missouri as well. In my area, you always know the expensive gas station and the cheap gas station, but all of them are less, whether it's by 7 cents or 25 cents. Prices have gone down. So we've got to get the rest of our life, our livelihoods and lifestyle costs down as well. And of course, the Fed rates are a big indicator of people feeling like they can go out and spend money and invest in big things, not just talking about groceries and gas, of course. So I do think there's going to be more of a public outcry, and I actually give President Trump credit for making Jerome Powell a household name. Everybody knows who's the guy holding up our ability to, you know, get ahead.
Yeah, to have affordable money, and not just in the housing market either. It definitely affects business. When businesses are paying higher interest, they stay in cash. They don't grow. They don't build things. Lower interest rates encourage business growth as well.
Yeah. Cassie, I wanted, we're talking to Cassie Smedley. You've been in the communications business a long time. I sit here every day on the radio 4 hours a day, and I observe these things that are going on. And I'm mystified. Maybe it's because I'm in an insulated world here. I don't know. But I'm mystified when at the end of that shutdown, there were major polls in this country that somehow showed that a majority of the American people were still blaming the Republicans. When every Republican voted, I believe, just about everyone, voted to reopen the government every single time, and every Democrat voted to keep it shut down every single time, somehow the Republicans still ended up losing that. And it's got to be the mainstream media influence, right? I mean, that's got to be what's driving it. And that's what I worry about on this affordability issue heading into the midterms next year. Even though we see prices falling, we see the good things that are happening and the potential for even better things with these trade deals, the mainstream media is going to be pitching to the American people for the next 12 months how bad things are.
Without a doubt, they run cover for the Democrats. Not only run cover, they run propaganda. They are an arm of the Democrat campaign committee. But I'll posit you one step further why I think these polls continue to defy reason and logic. It's our education system. Back to how a bill becomes a law. People will say the Democrats knowingly mislead the American people to say, well, the Republicans have the majority. They've got the White House, the majority in the House and the Senate. So clearly it's their fault. When, of course, the reality is, you needed 60 votes in the Senate. There aren't 60 Republican senators, so therefore the math doesn't allow for it. The only way you could reopen the government was to have 8 Democrats vote to reopen, which is what ended up happening once they heard the outcries of enough pain from their constituents. So they brought it on, and they were the only ones who could end it, frankly. But the fact that the polls don't reflect that, I think, is because our education system is failing so many Americans. And then to have that played out in what they're hearing on news and social media and other platforms is a reason why it's tough to get your message out there. Fortunately, I do think not only is President Trump the best at using his megaphone, but he has taught Republicans how to fight and use it and to throw historical communication norms out the window. Yeah. I remember when I worked on Capitol Hill, it was like, oh no, that would be impolite to say that. We don't do that anymore. We don't worry about that anymore.
Cassie, we appreciate your insight on this. Of course, I love having you on, now Vice President at COIN. We appreciate you helping us out this morning. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.